it's not like the faculty have ignored this issue. I think they've been shot down every time they've raised it in the past. I don't think a lot of people outside of religious studies have thought about this issue recently, and so it may be something of a surprise to some of them that this arrangement existed, or exists, I should say. But there have been people who have been raising questions about this for some time.
With your experience covering the subject of higher education, is there any kind of arrangement like this in terms of teaching religion at other schools?
Teaching for credit, no. Newman centers are quite common, but typically what they're doing is they're providing religious services, spiritual advice, all sorts of things that are helpful to students. And many of them also provide courses of some sort, but non-credit courses. What makes this very unusual is that it was credit courses at the university with the professors selected and paid for by an outside group. That's very unusual. It's not just the religion issue that makes it unusual. That's just unusual, period. Universities don't tend to tolerate that.
Was there a time where this kind of thing was more common?
In the early part of the 20th century, many public universities didn't have much instruction in religious studies. And at that time, it was more common for religious groups to provide off-campus instruction of various types. But these days, a place like the University of Illinois or lots of public universities have major programs teaching religion. Obviously, they're not teaching religion in terms of how to be a good Catholic or Protestant or Jew or Hindu. They're teaching about religion in an academic sense. But that isn't an area that many of them taught 50 or 75 years ago. Now it is, and it's taught as an academic discipline with faculty members hired by faculty members, without any expectation that a faculty member teaching about any religious group is a member of that group or will only teach things that that group approves of.
So regardless of what comes out of this situation with the professor here at University of Illinois, can such an arrangement, such as what the school has with the Newman Center, can such an arrangement be changed or abandoned?
It certainly can if the university wants to. Now, as the history that I read showed, in fact, many faculty members at Illinois have apparently been trying to do this for literally decades. But they were prevented from doing so in the past. Universities start and stop relationships all the time. Obviously, I don't know what the contractual, I don't know the details of the contract between the Newman Center and the university, but I would be surprised if they were binding for the long term.
Have other universities changed their arrangements?
Well, when I was calling around to write about this, people were stunned that this sort of arrangement existed. So I think to the extent things like this once existed, they're now long gone.